WMFO Medford, 9 a.m. on yet another Saturday morning. I'm Mike on the mic. I'm here till 11 a.m.
Hi, Mike.
Hi, Mike.
Hi, Mike.
I'm staring at a couple people who are talking to me. Yeah. We have Chris Chin and Mark Davey from Christian's Cosmic Corner.
Yes, from the Cosmic Corner.
At Markskin Radio.
Yes. Yeah. How are you?
Good. It's interesting to see you guys here.
Yeah, it's good to see you.
Yeah, remember last time I said never again?
I said never again because I was breaking stuff around here and scared a few people.
Yeah, you still owe us a little bit of money for that.
Yeah, and
my
lawyers, Dewey, Cheatham, and Howe, will be calling you.
They're ducks, aren't they?
Somewhere in there, yes. They're
little baby ducks. And they're cartoons.
Yes, yeah. Very good.
I see what he did there.
I see what he did there.
Yeah, that's where my mind went.
Look at him.
So, hey, in the 10 o'clock hour, very excited to welcome local Boston band Six Fox Whiskey.
Yes.
That's awesome.
Very excited about that.
Yes.
Now, I heard about these guys on your show.
That kind of happens, doesn't it?
Yeah.
That happens?
Yeah,
really?
Really? We like to find some, especially the local bands. We love local bands from the Boston and New England scenes.
These guys are stupendous.
When we stumble upon something that we find worthy of sharing with the world, we'll put it out there, and we love hearing that somebody else discovered something on our show.
Yeah, it is. That's awesome.
That's the point.
Seriously, that's awesome.
Point.
Yep,
yeah.
That's the point.
Yeah, but you were serious when you said stumble.
Yeah, well, we stumble
right.
Through everything.
He literally does. Mm-hmm. We stumble across it, and he'll play it. And he'll be like, oh, check these guys out.
I trip right over it.
Where are they from? Are you kidding me? And it's like, wow. You know, and it goes on from there.
That's what happens after I play them. People go, who are they? They're from here? Really?
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, so those guys, Six Fox Whiskey, will be here at 10. And let's do a little cross promo for your show. It's markskinradio.com.
Yes. Friday nights at 8 p.m. Eastern. We're a free-form show, commercial-free, censorship-free, and we do a little comedy in between our music.
Well, that's not really comedy.
It's not really. Well,
that's
we try it at, I guess, and some people laugh and some people throw eggs.
Stretching the truth
Mike's
fine.
That's okay. We do a little stretching of the truth, and sometimes we have some interviews, too. We have some guest callers that call in.
Yes, Mr. Chin has done a lot of very good interviews.
And we've got some stuff coming up this year that's going to be exciting. So, Cosmic Corner on Markskin Radio.
And I don't have to take the test, guy.
You don't have to take the headphone test. Look at you.
And I got them on right now. You guys didn't notice. I put them on
notice.
Right. See? Yeah. Very good. I had a blueprint that I went by on that. So it's
all right,
very
so
good.
Let's start with the first set of the day, shall we?
I'd love to.
I have some new noise.
Oh,
you have new noise?
Yeah. Noise.
It's from an artist called the Underground Thieves. Are you familiar with them?
I'm not.
Underground Thieves?
I am not either.
I used to be in them, I think. Was it? No. That was,
That's where I saw you. Your picture's in the post office.
Yeah, was it 8x10? Yes. Yeah,
yes.
Right.
8x10.
Anyway, these guys have a brand new album.
I'm going home.
These guys have a brand new record called Graveyard Moon, and this is the title track, and it's the first new noise of the day at WMFO. Medford.
Medford.
black leather and the diamond hard look of a cobra. I was born blue and weathered, but I burst just like a supernova. I could walk like Brando right into the sun, dance just like a Casanova. With my black jacket and jacket and hair slick sweet, silver star studs on my duds like a Harley in heat. When I strut down the street, I could feel its heartbeat. Sisters fell back, said, don't that man look pretty? The cripple on the corner cried out, nickels for your pity. Them gasoline boys downtown sure talk gritty. It's so hard to be a saint in the city. I was the king of the island, mama, I could talk some trash. I was the prince of the paupers, crowned downtown at the beggar's bash. I was the pimp's main prophet, I kept everything cool. Just a backstreet gambler with a luck to lose. And when the heat came down and it was left on the ground, the devil appeared like Jesus through the steam in the street. Showed me a hand I knew even the cops couldn't beat. I felt this hot breath on my neck as I dove into the heat. It's so hard to be a saint when you're just a boy out on the street. And the sages of the subway sit just like the living dead. As the tracks clack out the rhythm, their eyes fixed straight ahead. They ride the line of balance and hold on by just a thread. But it's too hot in these tunnels, you can get hit up by the heat. You get up to get out, it's your next stop. But they push you back down in your seat. Your heart starts beating faster as you struggle to your feet. You're out of home. Back up on the street and they'll sell sad sisters, sure look pretty. The cripple on the corner cries out, nickels for your pity. Them downtown boys, they sure talk gritty. It's so hard to be a saint here in the city.
Don't act tough, you can't fight good when you wear a leather jacket with lots of patches in front of someone who's our heroes tonight. Like a headache without reason, he grabbed a pool cue with his free hand and pointed it at my thin, lazy shirt and said, we'll be right back.
You're listening to WMFO Bedford.
WMFO.
Medford.
Mefa.
Mike and Chris and Mark here. How are you guys doing?
How are you?
Excellent.
Yeah. That was a good set right there.
Yeah, we ended up doing a pretty good set there.
That was a good rock.
Jamming.
How the hell did we do that?
I don't know. What'd you do, Mike?
Let me tell you what we did. Started off with a band called The Underground Thieves. Brand new single, title track called Graveyard Moon. Ah. That was very cool. Very freeformy.
Indeed.
Freeformy.
Yeah. And then we had a little controversy.
Oh, yes.
Some Springsteen. Yeah.
Some Springsteen.
Would you say Buzz Skaggs?
No, not Skaggs.
On that. Would you?
You had a little Van Morrison, Thin Lizzy vibe going.
I don't hear the Thin Lizzy guy.
The bass line.
That was from a very successful early record of his, Greetings from Asbury Park.
Yeah.
I never got into him.
Nah. It's hard to be a saint in the city. I was saying I never play him.
Yeah.
But I heard it in a movie soundtrack. I don't know if you guys do this when you see a movie.
I do.
Yeah, you hear it and you're like, oh, yeah, I got to play that.
I do it with commercials, really. That's how I discover a lot of
things. That happens, too. It really does.
Yeah,
yeah. Yeah, because a lot of these artists will get their work on commercials.
Yeah, think of the music when you hear a commercial every time you see it now. People don't realize it, though. They don't really hear the music.
That's how artists get their name out there.
Yep, right.
So Springsteen, then a request for Chris here, the band H-A-R-D. Sound it out. You can say it.
H-A-R-D.
From the EP called Have a Rad Day, that was Hometown Hero.
Yes.
That was very cool.
Sort of like us.
From Mississippi, yeah?
Yeah.
The lead singer was in a group called Light Beam Rider. You could check all those folks out. Good stuff from down south.
Light Beam Rider,
yes.
You from Boston?
A little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just my...
it can't be a little. It has to be like...
No,
yes
just
or
my
no.
left side.
Yeah.
Nirvana, after that, of course, from the deluxe edition. Actually, the super deluxe edition of Nevermind. That was Territorial Pissings.
Oh, good lord.
Yeah, and it was a new mix called Devonshire Mix from that record. I like it better because everything's sort of brought up front. It's a little less raw than the other one, but I like it better.
Yeah.
And finished up with NRBQ, the extremely free-formy, crazy NRBQ from High Noon, Highlights and Rarities from 50 Years. That was Flatfoot Floozy.
Oh,
good lord.
We've all met her, though. We know her.
I know.
We look. There she is. You know her right away.
Yeah.
You do. All right, 9:24 in the morning, second new noise of the day. It's a gentleman. I think he's a gentleman.
Gentleman. Jesus Christ.
Trapper Shop.
Trapper Shop.
Now, either his parents had a sense of humor or that's just a cool band name. I don't really know which.
Trapper Shop.
Yeah, but he's from Milwaukee.
Okay.
And his stuff is really cool, and it's very character-based stories that he tells.
Yeah.
But I think you'll like it. This one's New Noise from his record called Primetime Illusion. This is What You Do to Her. New Noise at WMFO.
What do you do to her?
Medford.
What do you do to her, babe?
All right, we're playing the music now.
By the just an innocent man in a drunken disguise. What you do to her, we all see. What you do to her, you should never be free. What you do to her, we all see. What you do to her, you should never be free. Yeah.
Having some radio trouble? WMFO streaming live on the web at www.wmfo.org.
You'll be
WMFO Medford, 9:43 in the morning. Mike here, along with Chris Chan and Mark Davey from Markskin Radio.
Hello.
Hey, guys.
Hey. So someone's in the house today.
You didn't run away yet, huh?
No, we didn't run away, but somebody just showed up.
Oh, yeah, the band showed
up. Who is that?
The band just showed up. They always do. Six Fox Whiskey coming up in the 10 o'clock hour. Everybody, don't miss this.
Yeah, don't miss this. These guys are good. Very good band right here.
Good stuff. The best thing about doing this, and I know you guys will agree, is just getting all these extremely talented people that live right around here and work right around here coming in here to play.
Yep.
So you guys want to know about this band, Six Fox Whiskey up at 10.
Where do you hear these guys? Where do you hear them? There's good stuff right here.
All right. So I started off that last set with new noise from a guy named Trapper Shope. Latest record is called Primetime Illusion. That was What You Do to Her. I really like that a lot.
What do you do to her, Mike?
It was a musical question.
What do you do to her?
But I hope to hear more from that guy. August 1st, a request from Chris. The Great Unknown is the record and Far From Perfect. What can you tell us about that one?
Yeah, that song, we discovered that song thanks to a listener of the Cosmic Corner.
Oh, that's the best.
They wrote into us during our show once on a thread and asked if we'd ever heard them. We hadn't. I guess they're a local band to New England, and we dug the track.
There you go again. Yeah. So much talent around here. Right down the chain. The Jam, classic from 1997's In the City CD that was Nonstop Dancing. Wrong Path.
Yeah.
What the heck is that?
Oh, wait, that's your band, Mark Davey.
That was pretty good.
Yeah.
That was Mr. Ian James there. And myself. I play bass, but...
I've never seen the two of you in the same room. Why is that? With Chris?
It's because...
It doesn't happen.
Well, me and Chris, we've known each other forever, and he doesn't like to be...
That's from a record called Days to Come that was in the Crosshairs. That was pretty cool. That was pretty new noises, huh?
That was noisy.
Yes, it was. Yes, thank you very much.
That was a fun album. That was on Blue FX Records, guy.
Yes, FX Records.
Oh, wow.
Yes. Ian James music.
That's very storied.
Yeah. And Pete Townsend and The Who, of course, from the soundtrack to Tommy, Sally Simpson. Another one I never play, but I watched the movie the other day, and I'm like,
really?
Yeah, I want to play that. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know why.
Jeez, that's a classic.
It was cool. It's even better as you get older.
Because you understand it more.
In your mind's eye, it's different from when you saw it way back when.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Like the whole Tina Turner thing, the Acid Queen back then was just like, whoa. And now it's like, oh, yeah, it's just Tina Turner.
Yeah.
But it's cool.
Yeah, exactly.
It's really good. Yep. All right, so 9:46 in the morning, last new noise of the day.
Setting up over here.
I think there's all kinds of like guitars happening and
smiles and everything. Soon there's going to be amps and red lights and groupies. Very good.
Yeah.
I hope you get some more stickers and stuff. I would have wore your shirt, guys, but I had to promote this one. So Chris wore your shirt on the. I got your shirt and stickers and everything.
I don't have any shirt and stickers.
Yeah, mine's not yet. I even have a signed CD.
That's right.
Huh?
I've been bragging since I saw you this morning on the street.
That's pretty much.
All right, so we have a request here for some new noise from Chris, an artist named Amy Shark. She has a disc out that came out last year, Love Monster.
Yeah, it came out in July of 2018. She's from Australia.
Australia.
She's really blowing up down there, and she's starting to blow up in the States. And we premiered her on the Cosmic Corner. I think we were the first station in the U.S. to play her. I'm gonna make that claim.
And that's a proud statement.
I'm glad to be number two.
You're number two.
I'm glad to be number two.
Who does number two work for?
Why is
7 afraid of 8? What was that joke?
Let's go back to third grade, everybody. While we listen to Amy Shark, this is Adore, new noise at WMFO, Medford.
Would you like to dance with me? We're doing a cosmic slop.